What is going on, guys? How you guys doing? Happy Friday. Hope everybody's doing good. It's been raining out here, though, in New York. I'm in Long Island, so it's been raining all day. It's been a lazy Friday, you know what I'm saying? When it's rainy out, you just want to chill, relax, eat junk food, and just watch horror movies, you know? So I've been doing that. But I hope you guys are doing good as well, though, man. I hope you guys have been chilling, you know? And yeah, taking it easy. But yeah, let's talk about this whole voting thing, man. You guys, just a lot of people are already desperately going to vote and this and that. I registered to vote too as well. A lot of people just, you know, went out there to go vote. Are trying desperately. People are encouraging other people to go vote because we need to get this guy out of here. Get Trump out, man, this and that. Vote for Trump again. Go for Biden. Biden's not good, this and that. There's always different stories to everything. That's how politics are. That's why I really don't get into politics like that. It's like religion. There's always a difference. There's always different. And there's always disagreements. And there's always this. There's always that. So it's like, you know what? I don't want to get into all this because then I got to sit here and debate with somebody else about a certain thing. And then it's going to keep going. Like, it's not going to get anywhere. So I was like, you know what? Let me stop. Let me not get into this, you know what I'm saying, subject. But, you know, something's got to give, you know what I'm saying? Voting, if you feel, hey, I'm not knocking. If you want to vote, be my guest. You go right ahead. Just make sure you're smart with it. Me, I'm independent. I'm in an independent party. I'm neither Democratic or Republican. They have some on each side have some subjects that I agree in. You know what I'm saying? Some Republican, you know, like some, you know, like each political standpoints they have on certain subjects, I do agree in, like I said, but I'm in the more independent, you know. There's some things I don't like about either of them. So, you know, I'm my own person, I guess, you know. I stay awake and I know the system is very corrupted. We all know that. We all know the elites run everything regardless. And it's just like WWE. It's part of the gimmick. But we all gotta get into this. You know, that's how it is. But this is what they do. This is how it is, man. We just gotta, you know, go with the flow and just choose whoever you wanna choose, man. You just do your research. Do as much research as you can. And if you agree on, if you wanna choose one, then choose one. Choose the smart one. There is no smart one. I'm sorry. Choose your best interest. Whoever you feel comfortable with, man. Trump or Biden, you know what I'm saying? You know, you just choose a lot of, you just be smart about it, man. Supposedly, you know, there's some things going on with the Senate, with Harris, and then, you know, there was people bashing her, and there's people bashing Pence too. So it's like, damn, you know, who you really want to vote for? Who would you really vote for? But like I said, that's up to you. You decide, man. You don't let people put things in your head and tell, oh, you should do this and that. Vote for this guy. You gotta vote for that. You gotta go with this person. You gotta do this. You gotta do this now, man. You just you decide who you want. You was best. Who's gonna interest you? You know what I'm saying? You choose who you want to vote for, man. Don't just do things because other people are doing it. Nah, just be your own person. Think outside the box. Be your own person. And if you choose not to vote, hey, I ain't mad at you, man. You know what I'm saying? Some people don't choose not to vote and just go with the flow because they think both of them are whack and they think both of them are just not really doing nothing for them. And they're not really about, they're just about themselves and, you know, just, that's how it is, man. At the end of the day, you choose. You do what's best for you, man. You do what makes you happy. If you want to vote, you go out there and vote. If you don't, then that's fine, man. Voting's voting, man. Anybody can do it. But if you don't want to, if you don't see yourself. Like, I never voted before, man. I registered to vote. Last time I voted was, I think I was trying to. Was when Obama, 2008, after I graduated high school. But I wasn't even out here at the time. I went on vacation. I was in Puerto Rico, but, you know, I could have voted that year. But you know, doing so much research and waking up to the truth about a lot of shit going on just woke me up and said, yo, I gotta be awake. I gotta realize this society's system is all corrupted. And, you know, how will my voting count? You know what I'm saying? I think about that all the time. So, yeah. So, you just do your research. I did a lot of research. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta do your research and just understand both parties. You know, and figure out what interests you. Like Republicans, like, what do you like about a Republican Party? What interests you? What do you agree on certain things they agree on? You know, just like the Democrats. Do you agree what things you... Do you agree what the Democrats think? You know, their policies and regulations? Or with the Republicans? Do you believe in their regulations? You know, there's always different things. There's always pros and cons for each parties. And that's how you got to think about it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, like for me, I have there's some things I don't like about the Democratic Party. And there are some things I don't like about the Republican Party. You know what I'm saying? So they both got their pros and cons. You know? So you just got to just do your research on both, man. And just you figure out who you like, you know? And what who's interesting? Who's gonna have your interest? You know, who's gonna show you? You know, who's gonna enlighten you? You know what I'm saying? Who's gonna make you go out and vote for them quick? You know what I'm saying? So far, a lot of people has voted though. I can't front. They said already about supposedly 15 million people already voted already, but you know. It's up to you at the end of the day, man. You be in charge. You decide if you want to vote or not. Will your vote count? You know what I'm saying? You decide that. You decide if it's going to count, you know? Nobody else can't decide it but you. You have to be in charge of you. You got to be the future, you know what I'm saying, for you. You got to decide what's going to best interest you, you know, and how you do things in this society and how you want things to get done. You know what I'm saying? You just choose, man. If you decide not to vote, I ain't mad at you. You don't want to vote. You don't want to vote. That's it. You feel like you are not... you don't feel satisfied with both parties. That you're not interested in any of them. That you decide not to vote. Now, hey, that's fine. That's your opinion. You know what I'm saying? Take it as it is, people. People are like, oh, why you didn't do this? You should have voted. Our vote counts. You should have made the difference. Nah, man. You don't see it. You don't see the vision like they see it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, that's what makes everybody different, unique. You know what I'm saying? This is what makes the fucking, you know, life keep going. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's different. You know? And that's how it should be. Not everybody's going to have the fucking same opinion you got. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got their differences. You know? As long as you stay awake and know what the fuck is going on, that's all that matters. You know, and it is what it is, man. Whatever you agree on, you know, I respect it. If you want to go vote, hey, vote. You know what I'm saying? If you vote for Trump, then hey, happy for you. Why not? You know what I'm saying? You think Trump's a good candidate, and you know, then you go for it, man. And if you think Biden's a good candidate, hey, go for it. You know, it's what you want. You know what I'm saying? Do what makes you happy, and that's who's gonna interest you and. In your way of life, in your way of, you know, keeping, you know, making a living out here and providing for your family. That's what you gotta worry about. Alright? I have to do the same myself. So, am I voting? I don't know yet. I still gotta make up my mind. We'll see what happens. We'll take it from there when it happens. I'll leave it to the Lord. Alright guys, you guys take care of yourself. I appreciate every single one of you guys for hearing me out today on my podcast. Make sure you guys check out my YouTube channel as well. You guys should subscribe there too. It's called There's a Reason for Everything. That's my channel. You check me out. Like, subscribe, comment. You know what I'm saying? I'll be making videos here and there. I haven't made one recently, but I will make one soon. I've just been I've been busy doing a lot of running around and stuff. Yeah, guys. Take care of yourselves. God bless you all. Peace.